John 10, 7. If you'll follow along as I read there. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. Tonight we'll look at verse number 10. The second half of the verse says, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll bless the reading of your word. I do thank you tonight for the word of God, and that we have it and can learn from it tonight. May we be encouraged by what we hear tonight. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Tonight the topic of the sermon is having an abundant life. Having an abundant life. And when we say abundant life, we mean an abundant Christian life. The Bible here says that Jesus Christ said, I am come that they might have life, but not just life. He goes on to say that they might have it more abundantly. Not just, I like the Bible here and how it says that. I'm come that they might have life, they might have it more abundantly. And so we want to look at that tonight. How can we have a more abundant life? If you're right there in John, turn back to chapter 6. John chapter 6, just a few pages back. I want you to see another verse quickly before we get into this a little bit more. And so tonight we want to talk about the abundant life, having an abundant life. John 6, 33, the Bible says, For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Giveth life unto the world. God came that they might have life, that we might have life, and that we might have it more abundantly. I've said many times that I believe that we as Christians, we have much to look forward to. We have heaven to look forward to as our home eternally, and I praise God for that. I don't have to worry. I like the song, This World Is Not My Home, I'm Just a Passing Through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? You see, I'm thankful for that tonight. I'm thankful for heaven tonight. I'm thankful that I don't have to worry about death and sickness. And although it may come to my life, the end result being death physically, I know that I'll have life anew in heaven with him. I know that. However, I believe that because of that, and I'm excited about that, however, I think we ought to try to have life abundant here while we're on this earth. There's no reason for us to walk around and not have abundant life. Jesus came that we might have life, we might have it more abundantly. How do we turn up the heat in our life, in our spiritual life? How do we turn up the dial a little bit so that we would have a more abundant life? Let's look at just a few things tonight about this having an abundant Christian life. I mean, one that is overflowing with joy, one that is overflowing with peace, and one that is overflowing with long-suffering and all the fruits of the Spirit. And yes, that doesn't mean that we're going to have no problems. We are all going to have our difficulties and all going to have our problems and our failures and disappointments. But we can still have abundant life. Jesus came to give us abundant life. So, how can we have an abundant Christian life? Just some practical things. Three practical things. First one I would like you to see in Psalms chapter number 63. Psalms chapter number 63. You know, to be honest with you tonight, I don't have all the answers. In fact, I have very few answers, but the Word of God has all the answers. And you say, how do you have an abundant Christian life? Well, let's see what the Bible says about that. Let's see what the Bible says. Don't worry about what, and you should hear and listen to the preacher and adhere to the preacher as long as he's with the Word of God. But don't worry about maybe what man would say tonight. And we're just going to go straight to the Word of God tonight and see how do we have an abundant Christian life. Psalms chapter 63, verse 1. O God, Thou art my God. Of course, David writing here, early will I seek thee.
My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. The Bible there says in those five words, early will I seek thee. The first thing I want us to see tonight, very practical, by the way, tonight, is number one, work at developing your private time with God. How do you have an abundant Christian life? Work on developing or enlarging. Maybe you already have a private time and you have a devotional time, if that's what you call it. It doesn't matter what we call it. It's just that we have it, a private time with God. I don't mean me and my wife and God, or me, my wife and my kids and God. I mean me and God. That's it. Nobody else, just me, my Bible, maybe me and prayer, me and God. And it will help us to have an abundant Christian life. David here says, early will I seek thee. A couple things under this point. So number one was work at developing or increasing your private time with God. Under this, get alone with God every morning for a while. Get alone with God every morning. You say, I have to be to work at 6 o'clock. Well, get alone with God at 5:30. It'll help you to have an abundant Christian life. And every morning, just like clockwork, I used to do every morning. I used to do this Monday through Friday, and I thought, well, Saturday and Sunday, I used to think this way, you know, I'm a human, I thought this way. I thought, well, Friday or Saturday and Sunday, it's a weekend. So I didn't get up as early. I figured I'd get up early every Monday through Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday to get up as early. Now I've seen that that's not the way to do it, and every morning I try to get up right around the same time every day. And do what? Because I want to have a happy Christian life. I want to go through this life with its pitfalls and its problems and difficulties. And at the end of the day, I want to say, God gave me an abundant day. Thank you, God, for giving me this day. And then when I get up in the morning, I want to say, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So number one, get alone with God every morning for a while. Maybe get yourself a cup of coffee. Sit down in a place quiet and read the Bible. And tell, you know, when we read the Bible, I go up in our room. We have a room now upstairs where it's quiet and I can shut the door. And I, to be honest with you, I go up there in the morning and I lay my Bible down. I'm right on the floor. And I open the Bible up and just lay it out and I say, God, you've got to give me something from the Word of God today to make it through. God, you've got to give me something from the book of Psalms as I read five chapters this morning and one chapter from Proverbs. God, I've got to have some wisdom today because some people may come up and some people may ask me, Pastor, what do we do about this? Or how do we solve this problem? I don't have all the answers. I understand that and I'll admit that to you. But we can get wisdom from the book of Proverbs. We can get wisdom from the Word of God. An abundant Christian life. Determine a set number of chapters or pages of the Bible you will read each day. Don't just say, okay, I'm going to read the Bible. You know, I would pull it out and I would say, you know, well, one pastor, you can do it this way if you want. He said he read the Bible till it burned. What does that mean? He read the Bible until God spoke to his heart. Until God gave him something from the Word of God, he would just sit down in the morning and read that Bible until God gave him something from the Bible that would help him in his daily walk with the Lord. Set a goal. I've set a goal in my personal life to read certain chapters of each book and also read through the Bible in a year. Some days I don't quite get all the way through it. If you don't read all that goal that morning, sometimes at night I'll pull my Bible out and I have to finish what I didn't get in the morning. The point is, get alone with God every day. Start your prayer life the minute you wake up. Boy, the minute I wake up, I say, Dear God, thank you for another day to get up. I'm glad I could get up this morning. I'm glad I could get out of bed this morning. It was such a blessing this morning to have Mrs. Taya Esser and Mrs. Sarah Kine sitting in the second row here. Their mother, Mrs. Lang, went to heaven just last month, and they were in our service this morning, and it was I was so glad to have them in. And Mrs. Lang lived in this high-rise right across the way here and came to our church frequently, and she's in heaven now. And, you know, I'm thankful today that I had breath to get up, and I had breath to live another day here on this earth in an abundant Christian life. Pray while showering and getting dressed. Now, my father-in-law, he's quite a singer in the shower. He asked my wife. We lived at their house off and on while we were traveling. And the first few weeks we were there, the water would come on. You know, the drain, the water would start out. And then you could hear the shower come on. And within about a minute, all of a sudden you heard music. It's unbelievable music. And I remember one of the first few times I heard that. And I asked Beck, what is that? And she said, that's my dad. He sings in the shower. And I mean, he sings... He's 68 years old, and so he likes a lot of the music of the 40s and back there, and he would be singing some of those, and then he'd switch over and sing some hymns sometimes, but he just loved to sing in the shower, and I'm the same way, not quite that much, but I like to sing. I've told you before, I like to sing while doing the dishes, but the window's there, so I have to tone it down so the neighbors don't get upset with the way I sing. But pray while you're showering and getting dressed. Have a list of names you will go over and pray about needs for each name on your list. You know, we've done that for you. We've made that easy. Every Wednesday night, we put out what's called a prayer page. If you're not getting a copy of that, please let me know. I'll make more of them up and make sure we have them. We have a list of about 28 prayer requests on that list right now. We add to it. We take things away when they're answered. We've had prayers answered already on that list. And I take that list out every day, and I go down through it, and I pray down through it, name by name, request by request. Some of them are on there every week, but they're needs. What are we trying to do? Develop private time with God. Why do we want to have a private time with God? Pastor, we can't even see God. Never touched God. Never felt God. Why do we need to have a private time with Him? Because I want to have a Christian life that would be abundant. And I can't make an abundant Christian life on my own merit and on my own strength. I've got to have a private time with God. Then, underneath that, number one was work at developing a private time with God. Get alone with God every morning. Number two, take God with you throughout the day. And we've said this, and we won't take the time, but nothing will do this more than singing. That is probably, for me, the best way I take God with me throughout the day, is to sing. So I'm driving down the road in the van, people probably wonder, you know. I always wonder when I see people singing, so I know they do about me as well. And I put my window down, and then they really wonder what's going on over there. But have a song on your heart. There is a song on my heart today, something I never had. Jesus has taken my sins away. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad. I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Jesus has come and my cup's overrun. How can you not smile and have an abundant Christian life when you're singing, we have heard the joyful sound. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves. Or amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. 'Twas blind, but now I see. It's easy to have a smile on your face when you sing. Pray about the needs as they arise or as God brings them to your mind. Look to be used of God each and every day. So we're talking about an abundant life. Number one, we saw work at developing or increasing your private time with God. Number two, work at using the walk with God that you have established. We've said this before. Maybe you heard it, maybe you didn't. Maybe you weren't here or you didn't catch it or whatever. But when I take in the Word of God, I am to be like a what? I am to be like a sponge. What does a sponge do? A sponge, when you ladies or men, you're trying to get the water up, you take that sponge and you wipe it over the counter. And hopefully, if it works good, there's not much water left over because it soaked up the water. Then you take that sponge and you just leave it, right? No, you take it and you wring it out in the sink so that next time you will have a sponge that will be effective with soaking up more water. And the same is true about our life and our walk with God. We are a sponge. We are taking the Word of God in all the time. Not only should we be taking the Word of God in, yes, number one was develop or increase your private time with God, but also in tune with that, as we develop that private time and as we take in that Bible and as we take in the blessings, as we take that sponge and wring out the water, we need to take our life and wring out the blessings that God gives to you and the blessings that God gives to me. Let's turn in our Bibles for just a second. In the New Testament, Galatians chapter 6. We said, let's see what the Bible says tonight about it. I read it before we read the verse. Number one, work at developing or increasing your private time with God. We looked at Psalm 63:1, and David said, early will I seek thee. Number two, we see, work at using the walk with God that you've established. You young people down here tonight, I want you to know you're really sitting up great. I appreciate that. Really doing good tonight. Excellent. Galatians 6, verse 6. Bible says, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. This verse is saying to teach others what others have taught you about God's word. So, for instance, I am teaching Sam about whatever. It doesn't matter what it is. And I teach Sam something about God's Word. Then Sam is to take whatever it is that I taught him, and he's to take it and teach it to someone else. And whoever teaches me the Word of God, as I listen to preaching and read books, I'm to take that knowledge and I'm to come over here and I'm to give it to my friend Ice over here. And then he's to take that and he's to give it to somebody else. The Bible here says, teach others what someone has taught you. You know, a perfect example of that is rearing children. I watched my parents rear me for 18 years. I was at home until I was 18 years old and haven't been home consistently since then because I went to college and then I met some beautiful woman back there in the back. Got married when I was 21. And I didn't feel like going back home anymore for obvious reasons. I had a wonderful wife to go home to. But while I was being reared for those 18 years, I was watching. As I got older, I was watching how they, I can remember how they brought me up and remember how they taught me and remember those things. And now the shoe is on the other foot. Because now I have two children of my own that I have to rear for the Lord and do my best. And that doesn't mean that they're necessarily going to turn out right just because of my rearing, my teaching and my training. But it's up to me to give them what I know. I don't know a lot, but I can get some more wisdom from the Word of God. Like it says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Just like this, is the same thing is true about others around us. You know, we have several new Christians in our church. And by that, I mean people that have maybe not going to church much in their background or they've been coming for several months, but new Christians and new to the Bible and new to this thing of Jesus Christ and salvation by grace through faith. And, you know, we need to determine to use the knowledge that we have to give to others. You say, I don't know much. Believe me. If you've been saved for just a little bit of a time, you have some wisdom that you can give to somebody else that you can help them to grow as a Christian. How are we going to have an abundant life? Do you know that if I just read the Bible, 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 if that's all I do for 365 days, or if it's leap year, 366 days, and I include that extra day in there, I won't do it 365 times. But if that's what I do, and I just read the Bible, don't tell anybody anything, and just read the Bible, it's not going to really do me any good. I'm going to be so full of the Bible that I'm not going to be able to learn much anymore. I need to take that, what I learned from the Bible, and I need to wring it out and pour it over top of somebody else. Get these kids on the front row all wet with the Bible. I need to give them what God gives me to them. Why? Because someday they're going to be 29 years old and have children of their own, and they're going to need to go to the Bible and get something from the Bible so they can rear their children and so they can tell others about Jesus Christ. So how do you have an abundant life? If I just sat around and read the Bible, did nothing for anybody else, I could get depressed in no time. If I just sat around at 8134 11th Avenue all day, every day, is there something wrong with reading the Bible? No. That's what you're supposed to do. We should do that. But if I just sat around all day and did this, you know what? This is a remote control for the TV. If I just did that all day long and I read my Bible and I prayed and had my good three meals a day, you know, and snacks in between. If I did that all day, I'd be worthless. You know what I'd be? I'd be depressed. I'd be discouraged. But when I go out and I give the Word of God, or I encourage someone, and I don't even really, I'm not even trying to, but I just say something, and or I go to the mission, or I come preach at church, or I distribute some gospel tracts, or I can sit with somebody in a coffee shop and have them tell me some things, and I'm able to say, well, you know, God's still on the throne, God's going to pull us through, it'll be okay, everything's all right in my Father's house, where there's joy, joy, joy. When I go home, I feel uplifted. I feel an abundant Christian life. And the same can be for you as well. There are people that you can influence. I was over at Sam's house the other day, and a gentleman over there going through some struggles and going through some problems and difficulties, and Sam's been able to be a help to this man. That's what I'm talking about, taking what God, and he's only been coming to our church for a few months, yet he's able to take some of what God, what he's learned from the Word of God, and help this other man. That's what I mean. The Christian life is not for you and me to be so knowledgeable about the Word of God that we can write a 500-page essay on the Word of God. Oh, if you can do that, fine. The Christian life is for me to take what I learned from the Bible and give it to somebody else. And then go back to the Bible and read it some more and give it to him. and go back and read from the Bible and study the Bible and go over here to China and give it to these Chinese young men as well. And then to go all over the world as we have our missions conference. Make sure you have that date in your calendar, October 25 through 27, our missions conference here. Friday night, Saturday morning men's prayer breakfast, and then Sunday all day long. Don't miss it. We're going to take what we learn from the Word of God and give it to others. That's how we're going to have an abundant Christian life. That's how we're going to have an exciting Christian life. I'll tell you this. You can almost tell in Christians, if you know how they have those, what's that called when they line up at the police station? Line up, right? Okay, line up, yeah. That's right, okay. You know, I had the answer. If we had up here tonight a lineup, all right, a lineup of 10 Christians, and we were out here, I can almost guarantee you, sitting here and looking at those 10 faces, you could probably tell by looking at their face which ones have an abundant Christian life. It's right here. It's right here. Right here is what's in here. Does that mean you go around with like the Joker with a painted smile on your face all the time? No, you don't do that. You can't do that. That's impossible. But I want to have an abundant Christian life. Oh, I've taken too much time. Work at using the walk with God you've established. How do we do that? Determine to use your knowledge of God to share with others. Many of you I have sat in your presence, and you have told me things, whether you know it or not, you have told me things about the Word of God, and I've learned something from it. It's maybe over a cup of coffee. Maybe sitting in here before service or after service, talking to you in the hallway, talking to you in your home, talking to you wherever it may be. And we are always able to help and encourage others, and that gives us an abundant Christian life. Number three, turn to Acts 14, our last passage tonight. Acts chapter 14. How to have an abundant Christian life. Acts 14. And I'll tell you, on that point, using the walk with God that you have established and using what you learn as visitors come in, those with an abundant Christian life are basically jumping, and don't do this, but you know what I mean, jumping over the chairs and jumping over the pews to get to that visitor to say, we're so glad you're here. Thank you so much for coming to Anchor Baptist Church today. That's an abundant Christian life. That's an overflowing person in a Christian life. If we are always waiting for people to come shake our hand, sometimes that'd be discouraging. And that's what happens when we say, well, why didn't so-and-so shake my hand? No, it should be me trying to get over to Ben and say, hey, glad you're here, buddy. Caleb, glad you're here. Rebecca, glad you're here. Deanna, so glad you came. You don't have to act like I just did. You want to be real about it. I did put on a little bit, but I'm glad they came. What will that do to me when just shaking everybody's hand after handshaking time for me makes my day? Just having a Sunday morning and Sunday night of going around and shaking your hands makes my day. Just to look into your face and smile makes my day. An abundant Christian life. Number three, Acts 14:23. The Bible says, and when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. And when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believe. They had led, this is the, of course, the early church. Number three in having an abundant Christian life is, number one was work at developing or increasing your private time. Number two is work at using this walk with God to help others. And number three is work at becoming more involved in the local church. That's what happened here in Acts 14. The Bible says that they ordained them elders. They got their pastors. They had prayed and fasted. They commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. Having led people to Christ, they brought a pastor in for every church. The church is that which matures us and works us for the cause of Christ. Work at getting more involved in the local church. You want to have an abundant Christian life? Get along with God every day. Dear God, please help me today to be what you want me to be and do what you want me to do and say what you want me to say and go where you want me to go. And God, as I'm doing that, would you please help me to be able to be a help to someone else and take what you give me and give it out. And dear God, please give me something I can do at my local church. Decide to be as faithful to every service as possible. Decide to get involved and not sit on the sidelines. You know, you ever watch the sports games? And you see the backup quarterback. Actually, the third string quarterback. That's somebody I would not want to be. He wears a headset and he holds a clipboard. And pretty much, he is, unless there's a couple of injuries, he knows he's not going to get in the game. He's on the sidelines for a football game lasts 48 minutes. Including halftime and all that. He is not going to come on the game. He's going to be on the sideline. No, I don't want to be on the sidelines. I want to be in the trenches. I want to be with the linemen, and I want to be with a running back or a quarterback. It doesn't matter what position, God, you give me. Just give me a position. It doesn't have to be a high position. It can be a medium or a low position. Just give me a position. I want to have an abundant Christian life. Decide to invest your life, your family, your time into God's work. I want to just testify for a minute, and then I'm sorry, we are going to look at one other passage. I'll read it for you in a minute. But you don't need to turn there. But if you just give me your attention, and you have, but just for a couple minutes, I want to testify for a minute. I was reared, and I guess I'm still being reared. I do call my dad for advice here and there when I need it. Whenever I need counsel, I call my dad right away. But I am not ashamed of the way that my dad and mom reared me. Bible said, or we said here, invest your life, your family. We didn't have everything that everyone else on the street had. We didn't have everything that everyone else had in the Christian school that I went to. There were far better off financially people than we were. There were far better off materialistically speaking than we were. And as a little child and middle age there and teenage, it's only natural to look around and see what Billy has and see what Tom has. And it's only natural for a child to say in his heart and in his mind, boy, I wish I had that. And I have to admit that there were times when I went through my adolescent years and I looked around at some things that some of my friends had and I thought, man, it would be nice to have one of those. But I look back now, 20 years later, and I say to myself, I'm glad I didn't have one of those. It wouldn't have been wrong to have it, don't get me wrong. But I'm glad I didn't have one of those. I'm glad that I had a bond with my brother John and my sister Sarah and my brother Matt and my dad Ken and Lee Turner, which many of you have met. I'm glad we could sit around the house, and my wife's been there when we were dating, and just there was complete happiness and complete joy. Not a lot of things. Not a lot of big perks, if you will. My parents are doing fine, but growing up, sometimes there was a wonder of how we were going to make it, sometimes. And we were getting down to the last whatever. But I'll tell you tonight, as a testimony to Jesus Christ, we had an abundant home. We may not have had an abundant home in things and in beautiful possessions and trinkets all over the house, but we had an abundant Christian home. I don't say that to be bragging tonight. I say that because don't think that we have to have all the bells and whistles that everybody else has. All I want is God's blessing on me, on my family, on you, on our church. That's all I want. I don't want us to have the prettiest building in Burnaby if God ever gives us a building. I don't have to have that. We don't need to have that. What do I want? I want an abundant Christian life. I want an abundant Anchor Baptist Church. Let me read this passage to you as we close. 1 Corinthians 15, "Moreover, brethren, verse 1, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, when he then of the 12. After that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. Notice these last few verses here. Ties it all together tonight. And last of all, he was seen of me, Paul, as one born out of time. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. What a verse. By the grace of God, I am what I am. And this grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Paul basically says, ladies and gentlemen, I don't deserve to be the great apostle Paul. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the Christians, because I persecuted people that proclaimed the word of Jesus Christ. He said, but I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I am what I am because of the grace of God. Basically, he says, I labored more abundantly. In other words, I worked hard to have what? An abundant Christian life. Look at Paul. Everybody in here knows Paul, Saul, murderer, Stephen, stoned, all that, all those negative things. Yet Paul here says, I worked at it. I labored more abundantly. I don't deserve it, but thanks be to God. By the grace of God, I am what I am because I worked at it. The bottom line is, these three things are three important things, but the bottom line is, to have an abundant Christian life, it takes work. You go to any successful businessman or businesswoman, they didn't just wake up one morning and have $10 billion in the bank. It took work. It took work. And I'm not going to just wake up tomorrow morning and say, yeah, I've got an abundant Christian life. I just got it through the night. No. It takes work. Years and hours. Time. But by the grace of God, you are what you are. I am what I am. And by God's grace, each of us, all of us, boys, young, old, middle-aged, girls, same thing, we can have an abundant Christian life tonight. Exciting, happy, abundant, filled Christian life. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you tonight for the Word of God. I thank you for the promises in the Word of God. They are anew every day. They're new for you. They were new 100 years ago in churches. They're new today. Thank you so much. Let's just take a few moments tonight and pray. That's all. God wants to hear and answer your prayer. You have a need tonight. Every one of us do. Some needs were shared with me before church. Hey. God wants to answer that prayer. Thing is, sometimes he's just waiting for us to ask. We'll have just a few verses of invitation. Take your time tonight. This is big stuff. He's a big God. Remember, he's strong and so mighty. There's nothing he cannot do. Young person, he hears your prayer. Middle-aged and grandma, he hears your prayer. What about your grandkids? Grandma, grandpa, have you prayed for them recently? Pray for those grandkids. Pray for those family members that may not know the Lord. Pray, pray, pray. We'll take just a moment tonight. And if you want to come forward, the altar is open. Dear Lord, I thank you tonight for the Word of God. I thank you for friends. Everyone in this room I consider my friend. Some I've only known for about 8 days. Some I've known for months. Some I've known for almost a year.
But God, I consider them all my friends. I thank you for friendship. Thank you for friends that pray for one another. Lord, I pray tonight that we would remember one another this week in our prayer time. Remember the people of the Anchor Baptist Church as we have busy weeks. And Lord, I ask tonight that you would put a hedge of protection around each one of us this week. Thank you so much for the story tonight in the book of Acts. And Lord, how we need to see those kind of stories in our life. Lord, help us to be worthy to receive those kind of stories and blessings, answers to prayer. Be with us all tonight. Give us safety as we go to our homes. Bring us back again next Sunday, Lord, to hear more from the Word of God. I ask you to protect us all this week as we go to school, work, all the things and events of the week. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.